Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Well, here we are. Boy, do I have some information for you. First of all, I want to remind everybody that the fabulous, the once a year training of this work is going to be held June 10th through 12th. And the channel's biggest recommendation is to follow your heart. Now, I'm putting information they gave me around that and Nadia's show. I don't usually go back and listen to shows, and the channel suggested that I go back and listen to the show that Nadia did with you all. You know what I heard, you guys, and you know everything I bring to you is through great love, sometimes tough love. You know what I heard? I heard a lot of people asking the same things that they asked me. And I've had many discussions with people who are in the yearly privates. If they're not seeing a shift in their lives, they're not doing something right. You know what I heard? I heard people asking the same things they asked me. And it just hit me right between the eyeballs. So I stopped and I said, all these people have one thing in common, right? Yep, that was the right question. And you know what it was? They want to stay in the struggle. Guys, you don't want to stay in the struggle, do you? Isn't that why you listen? Isn't that why you call in? But, you know, a house divided against itself falls. So I want to know, what's the half of us that wants to stay in the struggle when the other half of us so clearly wants to move on and be free in our lives? And we are going to a core belief. This page here, 1 through 5. 1, 2. Well, they're taking me to core belief number 4, but these are not the final words. Core belief number 4 is, I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. The highest words are, I can't know what I want, so I have to keep trying. Okay, please, could we all just come together in great love for ourselves and each other? And go no more. I am the powerful God of me who knows exactly what I want, so I create it. Isn't that what you want? Now, we know we want to be healthy. We know we want this state of health. We know we want more than enough money. okay, lots of money. We know that we want relationships that respect and honor us everywhere in our lives, at work, at home, with friends, with ourselves. We know we want success in every subject of our lives. We know we want those things, guys. You know that you want those things. So know and commit to the creation of them. The channel is saying there is an opportunity open right now, and I don't know why. Do I? No. There's an opportunity for us today to make huge jumps in our consciousness. Are you going to accept it, or do you want to keep trying? Do you want to soar, or do you want to keep trying? Up to you. You're the God of you. You know, I have to share a story with you. I have been very challenged by someone who greatly hurt me in my life and in my career. This past week. And I started to go in reaction, and I started to move out of doing the work that I know and teach so well. And Reva sent me the daily thing from Neil Donald Walsh. And I opened it, and it said, "You have a choice today. You have a choice to be love or to be right. Which one do you choose? It will take only seconds for you to know why you received this email." And I'm telling you, I got it on a whole different plane. Nothing, nobody, anywhere, in any time, is worth me leaving the love I have for creation and for myself. Nothing. I just got it, and it was like this huge cloud that I didn't even know was still there just went away. So I'm asking you, around what your question is today, are you choosing love? And are you choosing the completion in love of whatever it is you have on your mind today? Okay, I also want to let you know the next webinar. I'm excited about this. It's about your inner dialogue, how to become aware of what it is and how to redirect it. Your inner dialogue is what's creating your life. And the more you are aware of, they're telling me that everybody will get the highest personal redirection claim. Part of me goes, I've only got 2 hours. But they're telling me that is possible. So that is going to be April 13th on a Wednesday. And I have every intention of getting the meditation recorded and posted this week. That's one of my many goals. I'm involved in doing a whole bunch of big programs now and getting them ready. So, but that's my goal to do for all of you. Okay, is there anything else? No, but, and I hope you really, really took in what I talked about at the early part of the show. All right, Lisa in Florida, what's up?
Hello. Okay. Can you ask the channel, why am I living at this apartment complex? Like, what am I supposed to be learning here, or why am I here?
Well, you're there because you chose to move in there, first of all. Okay. I mean, that was easy. Nobody else made you move in there.
Well, it was the only place that I could afford around here.
Nope. Yeah. Not true. That's your belief, which created it to be true in your life, but it's not a true statement, Lisa. And that's what you're there to learn. That you are the creation of wherever you go, wherever you live, whatever you're doing, whatever you're participating in, the job you have, and everything else. Now, that being said, if you have beliefs that make you feel that your creation is limited by outside forces, then you create challenges like living in some place you don't want to live, so you can learn that you need to be more proactive in your own creation. And that's the message to you. If you don't want to live where you're living, see, when I say you've written it out and you're very, very clear about where you want to live and what all the parameters are, goes right to no. So how can you and the universe together bring you the best place for you to live right now if you're not even clear what that is?
I think what happens, I think what happens is that it's like with the specifics, I feel like I have to be specific, and then I don't know what I want because I don't know.
But you do know. You know you don't want to be there.
I know, but that
100%. Well, then you have to look at what about here don't I want? That tells me what I do want.
It's really more of the treatment that I'm having here. It's not even really the, you know, it's, I don't know, it's such a weird situation.
Yeah, but Lisa, you keep saying, I don't know. You've said that now four times. Four times in these few short minutes.
Because I don't know how to explain it.
That is a direction to your energy. I'm going to say it till everybody's blue in the face. Got to say, I know and I am clear. If your brain is ever going to know and be clear. You are keeping yourself from knowing by continuing to repeat that, which is what the next webinar is about. So sit down, make a list of everything you don't like. If you are being mistreated, you know you want to be honored and respected. If you feel like you're not heard, you know you want to be heard. So this is what I don't want, this is what I want, and then the third column is I am creating and put it in specifically positive terms in the now. I am creating being respected and honored now. I am creating being heard now. Okay? There's nothing else to get to except that you're the God of you and you have to start putting it in practice. Okay, baby?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You watch. It'll change if you do it. You watch.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You got to do it, though, guys. You know, you want things to change around and then you'll believe. Yeah, it doesn't happen that way. Deborah in Missouri, what's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I'm noticing I feel things and see colors. And what I want to know, I mean, what I want is to know that I know they're sending me messages, and I want to know what those messages are.
Okay, so let's get clear, guys. If you're getting messages, you're bringing them in. You have asked in some way to receive these messages or to become a channel or to open your channel. Is that true, Deborah?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like some airy fairy thing that's just happening to you. You asked for it. So be powerful. So what exactly did you ask for?
I guess, yes. Guidance, be more connected, you know, to higher, you know, my higher power, the channel.
Okay. That's what the colors are about. So you know how I ask, give me a song, give me a movie, we're going to a play, we go to the sheets. They're teaching you with colors.
Start
saying, I am very clear what each color represents. I am very clear about the message each color is bringing into me. And then they will teach you how to expand the colors into, well, the only words they're giving me right now is something else, something greater. But
okay.
The first challenge is to trust yourself as the director of your channel to open up and then get out of the way and let him teach you.
Same thing with the feeling part too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So let me ask you this. What feeling, when I say dark purple, what feeling do you get?
Okay. Dark purple.
Well, answer me. What feeling do you get when I say dark purple?
I get a really strong feeling. I mean, pretty powerful.
Yeah, positive, negative, what? Is it sad? Is it happy?
No, it's just really strong. I mean,
yeah, but that
doesn't really.
See, that's why you want to direct yourself to have that you are the clarity of understanding, because it's just strong doesn't tell you which way to go.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So start asking, because when you ask, you receive. Okay?
Okay, so ask what this means. Is that how you're saying? Or ask
yes,
for the clarity?
I am commanding clarity on what these colors mean and what feelings that they are representing and connected to.
Okay.
All right, babe.
All right.
Susan?
Yes. Susan? Hello, my dear.
Hi. Are you here asking the same question?
I don't remember what I asked last week.
Well, I don't. I didn't talk to you on the show.
I know.
I talked to you personally when you called me.
I don't remember that either.
Yeah, well, Susan, I think that's part of the problem.
That I know what the problem is. that problem is done. I'm finished with it.
I would hope so.
I want to live a good, happy, healthy life and do all the wonderful things that I love to do.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yep. When I say that's what you're doing, it goes right to no. So you can want it the rest of your lives, guys. You can want what you want the rest of your lives. If you don't live it, you don't get it.
Okay.
I know my Baptist preacher's out here today.
That's okay.
I love you to death, all of you. But damn it, you have got to get this. You have got to live what we teach. Otherwise, things don't shift.
I am aware of that.
Okay. And yet you don't do it, Susan. We're all aware of it. We talk about it every week. How many of you are doing what we talk about every freaking week? Every moment. Are you catching your negative thoughts and turning them around? Are you going to your love place and creating everything you want with love? Right now, you don't like your body. You're in pain.
That's true.
Is there any way she can get out of pain by hating her body and focusing on the pain? No.
No, I have to love my body.
Well, yeah, but you're not. You're not. So the words are empty, guys. The words are empty without the commitment and the action behind them. So how many minutes a day are you spending, your eyes closed, loving your body? See, I get none. I get none.
Okay.
Have you been to the doctor like
none.
We talked about?
I was in the hospital. I fell from my top of my stairs to the bottom, and I was unconscious. Yeah, I was. I cracked my head open and bled out really bad. I was unconscious for a while. I didn't get home until Tuesday, and I've been working every day with the sheet, with the statements of I am the God of me, blah, blah.
Yes, but
the,
you're not doing it. You're working with him. You're not doing it. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face to all of you. You're studying it. You're talking about it. You're going to lectures about it. You're going to all kinds of healers to get your answer. You're not living it. Until you live it, nothing shifts.
Well,
the one habit that you've gotten into to medicate yourself, you've got to stop because that's why you fell down the stairs, right?
Yes,
yeah.
That is true.
Well,
and that I've decided that's it on that.
I would hope
that's,
so.
That's definitely that's.
I told you that when I talked to you, though. See, I told you that when we talked. All right. You have your answer. You have to start doing. Choosing to do everything we talk about. Choosing to do the breathing exercise. Choosing to go to love. Choosing to watch your thoughts. Choosing to do only habits in your life create health for you, Susan.
Yes, the last few days since I've been on my own here home, I've been very diligent to take good care of myself, to make sure I get my food, my medications, make sure I get enough
rest.
Yes,
and you are not taking the time to create health in your body through the direction of energy.
Okay. So I need to do that.
Yes.
Okay,
you do.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you, my dear. I love you.
You bet. I love you too. Okay, Miss Phyllis in New Mexico. Come on.
Hey, Dee. I was doing something else at 9:44. I heard this voice screaming, call Dee. So here I am. But that first caller, after that, I was like, hey, I got it. I'm good for the day. I can hang up. But I heard the song Make That Change by Michael Jackson. Well, you were kind of doing your intro, and what I wanted to bring in is just reminding people that whole thing with, I've been working on this forever, but really catching myself when I say I think instead I know. And this whole thing with, we say I'm trying to, and I just have cut that out of my vocabulary. And
thank you.
So those are huge things, but it's really a process. One thing I wanted to say real quick, because I heard my channel streaming while you were talking to Susan, is she needs to be doing her art. She never calls in and talks about her art anymore. So I just, that seems like that's an avenue. You do your creative art. I thought that was a big part of her life.
I get a big yes on that. And when you are in pain and not feeling well and medicating yourself in ways that you shouldn't, you do not choose to do the things that give you joy that will help you heal.
Yeah. And I also want to add, if you spot it, you got it, and I need to be doing my art.
I get a yes on that, Phyllis. I get a yes on that.
So this continuous process of doing this work, I mean, yeah, it could be really quick, but sometimes we just sabotage ourselves.
Guys, we're spiritual beings living on a human plane, and we're and we are learning to be more conscious of the spiritual beings that we are and how powerful we are. And it's a process. And most of you have spent over 40 years of your life doing the negative, and you think, well, why the hell doesn't it just turn around in a week? And it does turn around in 1 to 2 months. And you've got to consistently believe while it is turning around, just like a locomotive going full throttle ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. It just popped into my head. I just recently was cleaning out, and I found my Dolores Cannon notes when you did that workshop with her back in 2012. That was my first time there. Well, one of the things I was going through the notes, and one of the things that jumped out at me is she said, and of course she would, between you and her, I don't know who said it, but we're just here for two reasons, to heal and to learn to work with energy. So, I just find it's easy to go back and criticize yourself and go, why has this been so slow? Why did I spend so many years in this pattern and not having consciousness?
Okay, do you remember, Phyllis, one time, guys, somebody called in and said, I want to know from the channel when I'll be there. When will I get there? And the channel said, there is no there to get to.
Yeah.
It is a constant forever expansion of energy and learning about it.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. You know?
And I love
but
that.
I'm telling you, nobody could be a bigger creator than I am right now. I'm trying to keep up with myself, all this creation stuff. So, whenever I go, oh, my God, I'm so tired, the channel says, well, Dee, you have a choice. You can take some time off. Just because you take time off doesn't mean it stops. So I pass that little gem on to you. All right, Phyllis, you know how to do
it. Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. That was good stuff.
Love
you. Thank you. I love you, too. All righty. Tim in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I am fighting it. I'm trying to go with the flow. Things are feeling a little bit easier and light, even though I'm not sure when, where, or how the abundance, but I know you get tripped up and stop the flow when you worry that way. So I'm just trying to be consistent, and I think...
What's your question, Tim?
Sorry, my question is, any questions, any tips from Spirit?
No,
on how I...
no, oh, no. You have to ask a specific question, because that makes you realize what you want to know and create.
Got it. Okay. Lynn, you know what? I guess I'm actually going to let you talk to someone else. I actually know what
Tim,
I want to create.
Yes, that is why you called. Because
yeah,
that's the biggest tip from Spirit, Spirit can give you. Know what you want and commit to it, and then start taking action in any way you can. And the universe will come play with you. You will see, you will magnetize things to you that you don't even know are going on out there.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
So what do you want? What do you want in money? You want a lot of money, don't you?
Yeah, and just something that more is in line. Oh, no.
No, it goes right. I don't know. What were you going to say? Because it went right to no. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say a lot of money and something that is more fitting with my, I guess that would make me happier in a job.
Okay. So you want a lot of happy money?
Yes.
Okay. Because when you phrase it the way you phrased it, your brain thinks in pictures and it sees what's not working in your job and you create more of that. You got it?
Got it.
Okay. So get clear about what you want in that job. Seeing the people that way, whether they are or not, your job is to start seeing themselves. This is what in my book, it's one of the last chapters called The Three Pillars. So important to have all that aligned. How I see me, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. When those things are in alignment, miracles happen. All right. You can do this. Okay?
Gotcha. Thank you so very much.
All right. You are so very welcome, my love. Miss Mary in South Carolina, how is Roger?
Hey, lady. He is doing better. We're working towards healing. And one thing I wanted to share with you, I thought in all the stuff that's come up thus far today, just points to it beautifully. Every day I ask him, how are you doing? And his answer is, no matter how awful I think he is doing, he says, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. And so
and he believes
has
that.
Rubbed off on him.
Yep. He believes that. I'm checking it. Because a lot of people say it.
Oh, thank you. I think he does.
Yeah. Yep. He does. There's one thing. We're going to a core belief. This page here. 9. These aren't the highest words, Mary, but it's, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Wow, this is kind of a soul message from him. It's from him to her and her to him. Huh. Okay, so it's we. Oh, got it. We always have time for each other. So I'm staying with you.
Oh. I've felt that more.
Most correct, most complete. Yeah. It took me a few minutes to understand what they were trying to, you know, but they always give it to me. I never doubt that.
Yes.
Well, good,
yes,
sweetheart.
Yes, yes.
I'm glad he's doing better.
Yeah. And I wanted to just share one other real quick thing with you. This also was just so pointed out to me, the work that we do, is I had a conversation with my brother yesterday and his wife, and all she talked about for 5 straight minutes was everybody in their family that was either sick or had died and how bad everything was.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. And I couldn't help but finally say before I ended with my brother, and didn't say it to her, but just said, what would happen if you stopped focusing on all the people who are dying or have died, but focus on the ones that are still with you? And there are many.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, God. That's all he said. And he said, I did.
Yeah, but he
and
got it.
And then we had
yeah.
to go.
You know, sometimes my channel is a little bit irreverent.
No.
Sometimes they make jokes, and in the middle of that they said, no wonder everybody's dying. They have to get away from her negativity.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you said that, because I used to feel that way.
Well, you know.
Oh, I'm dying. That's too funny.
Don't we all want to get away from negative Nellies?
Yeah, in fact, I left home the last time I visited because of her. I left early. I just said, I can't stay at her house one more day, and I left.
Well, my God,
oh, that's funny.
Was
okay.
I don't get those very often, guys, but
no.
it just made me smile, and it's true. So, all right, Mary.
It's a real lesson. Thank
you. Keep us posted, okay? We're all
sending
you our prayers for Roger.
Oh, thank you. I love you so much.
Love you too, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Miss LaVon in Reno, you're on.
Good morning, my beautiful Dee Dee. I am looking for the energetics behind the muscle cramping behind the dimple in my left buttocks. It's something really deep.
Give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Miracle Is You, Barry Manilow.
Okay. There's something that plugged you in to, okay, this is something that plugged you into your fear of power about 3 months, about 3 months ago. And it has, what they're showing me is you just plopping down in a chair and stopping yourself. So
giving up.
Yeah. What created this fear of power? Because that doesn't sound like you. It's with a guy.
Boy.
Anybody in the family? No. But it was
Mm-mm.
with, at least it's a male presence. Could be
mm-hmm.
a female or a male, but it's a male, dominating male presence.
Well, most of the females I worked with were male dominant, which was difficult.
And when did you leave working with them?
It has been 3 weeks.
Okay, so maybe, no. Well, okay, you're leaving working with them and moving into your own power is part of it. It's the same thing, but it started 3 months ago.
Okay.
So it's, oh, okay. So the highest words are, you're free to be fully in your power now, LaVon. There's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There are no other people to use as excuses for why you cannot be powerful.
All right.
Is that everything and the highest? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does. This just happened last night again. It's a reoccurring thing.
Yep. I'm dealing with something very similar.
Yes.
And it's all about work, walking powerfully into our ever-expanding power. We're just safe to do that, and we're safe to be the boss now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
all
but,
right.
You know, a lot of people, most of their life, use their boss or their work or their family or some reason that excuses them from walking into their power and being in their power and knowing that they're the creator of it. Right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
True. All right.
Okay.
Thank
so
you
now,
so much.
Now when you have absolutely no excuses, don't hold yourself back because now you're free.
I'm expansive. Yes.
Yep. Okay.
So
right.
much.
Love you, baby.
Bye.
And we're going to Miss Debbie in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome.
Good. What's your question?
Honestly, I did not have a question. Something just told me to push number one. I've gotten a lot of helpful information just listening to you, and I was actually one of the people that spoke to Nadia on the day that she did the show. And I'm still having the same sensation. It's in my gut. It's in my solar plexus. It feels
yep.
to me like anxiety.
Okay. So I want you to see the pattern, Debbie, about how you keep asking and asking and asking what it is. When
okay.
I say you've asked yourself, I get a no.
Mm.
Have you said, Debbie, I absolutely command you to know what this is about?
No.
Okay. Well, let's do
I
it
haven't.
Right now.
Okay.
So go ahead. Command yourself to know the highest truth about energetically what's behind the thing in your, and it is in your gut, yes? All right,
yeah.
I already heard it. Have you?
No.
Okay. So that tells me there's a level of trust in hearing your higher guidance.
Okay.
Okay, Nadia, I don't remember that at all from the show. But what I'm very clearly hearing is parasites.
Oh, okay.
Oh, everybody has, you know, we all get them through
okay.
our food and stuff. There's actually some homeopathic stuff. I think it's called Parasolve. From Net Remedies. I'm not a doctor, guys, but I know this is something I've used myself. So you are your highest answer, and I would check, if you are so inclined, with your doctor and ask him what the best way is to rid yourself of parasites. Do you have a lot of gas, Debbie?
I do, actually.
Yeah, that's one of the signs.
I mean, it's not as much as it used to be, but it definitely is, and it's pretty
yeah.
consistent. I mean, I have recently started, I drink, it's called E3 Live. It's an algae. Does that have anything to do with it?
Anything to do with the discomfort, I get a no. That's the most specific question you're asking. If it has to do with it, is it serving your body? That's the highest question. I get a yes. I don't know what it is. Not a doctor, guys. Okay? But I would check into the parasites. All right?
And it, you said it's called Parasolve?
Parasolve by NET Remedies.
Okay.
All right, baby. And
all right.
Consult,
thank you so much.
Consult with your doctor. You're very welcome. Okay. We're going to Reba. You're on today.
Yo, yo.
What's up, baby?
Happy movie day, my doll.
Yeah, we're going to all get together and watch the Oscars. Yeah.
Yo, I know we are. Well, Cowboy and I are, so you guys have fun, too.
Thank you.
All right, two words come to mind. Embrace, willing. Am I willing to create an awesome life and then embrace that awesome creation?
Yes, but that's not the right question.
Okay.
The right question is, do you think you are worthy? And it goes
to it.
No. Goes to no.
All right,
so
you see, now there...
You're able to, and you want to, and you don't think you're worthy of just having this. See, guys, oh, my goodness. So many years.
He's a fine-tuning.
Yeah, years and eons and so many teachings around that. You have to feel worthy to give yourself everything you want. So let's just claim it. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, that goes to what Phyllis brought in, which really is about paying attention to our self-talk.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm doing this
exactly.
next
and
webinar.
Then to be willing to pivot out of any negative self-talk or any I'm trying, I'm going to, I want
to. And insisting to ourselves that we only state the positive while we feel love and joy around it. Otherwise, it's just a statement. It's an empty affirmation, and you're not going to see much results, guys.
Exactly. And that's what people are really asking about. And very quickly, I'm going to share something I shared with you when I talked to you a couple of weeks ago that you didn't know about, that you know, all of these years that I've worked on money and health, health and money, blah, blah, blah. And one time I was leaving your house, I don't know if it was a class, a dinner, whatever, and you had really tough loved me. And I got in the car and I thought, well, just who in the hell does she think she is talking to me that way? And I called Stephanie on the way home from your house and I was just going on. And then I got home and I went, oh, damn it. Correcti mundo. And, you know, that was the best thing. So, look, y'all, if she's getting tough love with you, just, if you're going to get mad, get mad and get over it and then embrace what she said, own it, and then create what we want to claim we deserve.
And, Reva, it's interesting. They're saying that's one of the ways that you used to not honor yourself and be worthy of healing. Is
like
you would
getting
get,
mad that people
mad and pissed off.
And then I'd pout and throw a tantrum.
Yeah, and go drink.
And I told you one time I was throwing a tantrum and I stormed out of a party Jeanette and I were having and went to the bedroom, and then I heard her coming. I thought, see, okay, here she comes. This is good. But she walked in and said, look, I'm not your mother. You can sit back here and pout, or you can come back out and have fun at the party. And she left. And I thought, well, who in the hell does she think she is?
Somebody who loves you and who's telling you the truth.
Exactly. So y'all embrace this stuff. And just get her done.
Get her done. Thank you, Reva.
Love you. Bye.
Love you too, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh. We have so many hands up today. I'm trying. Vicki, I barely have time to take you. What's your question?
Okay. My question is, If used to enhance your personal power and creativity and creation, what does the channel say about all the versions of astrology and numerology?
That we don't know. We're only working with limited information. As you can see in the last 10 years, all kinds of new installations and stars have been discovered. That's got to shift the meaning in astrology. So, like anything, you can use it for guidance, and if it doesn't resonate as a truth with you when you go into your heart, and the same with anything I say, by the way, then you don't go that way.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. And numerology the same. The same would be the same.
Everything the same.
Right.
Guys,
okay.
If you are looking for an end-all and be-all, and it's not you, you're looking in the wrong place. We can only guide. We can only guide you with the information we know. You are your highest God.
Why did I think that was going to be the answer?
What?
Of course that would be the answer, right? Of course. Yes.
Okay.
So that
well,
you Yeah. So you can, you know, you can ask, is this a truth for me?
I would state it. This is the highest truth for me.
Good.
Highest.
Yeah.
Truth.
Okay. Highest, right.
A truth isn't the same as the highest truth. You understand
right.
that, right? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I
All
love
right.
the term the highest. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I got to get all right. Oh, my gosh. I wish I had another hour. Oh, my gosh. So many good things came in today. Let's say it together. I love me. Come on, open that heart. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.